College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Welcome. I am your host, JP, John Paz from the Two Man Power Trip. Of course, joining me, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Great, JP. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. pretty nice weekend for WrestleMania. WWE had 145,000 people in attendance, absolutely killing the game there. Cody Rhodes selling apparently $1 million in merch in 1 week. Then Raw got a 2.4 rating, or 2.4 million people watching it, which was the most in over 5 years. The Rock is killing it, getting a $10 million bonus. What did you think about WrestleMania?
It was the best two shows I've ever seen booked.
Wow, high praise.
Yeah, they gave it everything. They went back to weren't the last two matches, meaning Cody's tag match and Cody's match against Rollins. They were 40 minutes, right?
Yep.
They went back to wrestling, too.
Yep.
The Rock, Cena, Undertaker, the Bloodline, it was done fabulously.
Loved the match, was great, and obviously it can't be the same as last year because Roman lost to, or Roman beat Cody last year. They only had the one, obviously Solo helped him with the run-in, but this was perfect. This was the culmination of all the feuds, the Usos, Cena versus Solo, The Rock, The Undertaker being the conscience of WWE, right? I mean, very well booked as far as putting it all together.
It was amazing. Amazing. I think the mantle of Vinnie Graham now falls on Hunter.
Whoa, as being the best booker?
Yeah.
Wow. And Eddie Graham, that's your mentor.
Yeah.
You're the protege there. So that's really high praise.
I mean, it was before me. It was Watts. It was Funk Jr. Dusty, myself. I mean, a lot of us learned under that learning tree, and I'm sure everybody was watching from above or on Earth had kept their hat to Hunter.
So let's say you were booking it, you wouldn't have changed a thing, basically. That's exactly what you'd want to do?
I couldn't have come up with anything that good.
Wow, damn.
And nobody that I mentioned could have either, including Dusty. It had a little bit of Dusty in it. It had a little bit of Eddie in it. Probably a little bit of Watson Funk in it. Yeah, it was very, very well done.
As far as Cody winning, was that the right call? Did you like that as far as him finishing the story?
He had to win. He had to win. It was one of those things. He had to win. And let's not forget Sammy and Gunther. To me, that was the most solid match they could have put on. It was fabulous. The whole night was fabulous.
Very well done. That was a good match. I really wanted Gunther to win that one. I wasn't happy that Sammy won, but
tell me why.
I don't know. I just felt like if Sammy's going to beat Gunther, it's got to be some sort of fluke. Like if you look at those guys, like Sammy's, you know, not in great shape. Gunther's this big monster. Like it should have been more of a fluke if he's going to be able to beat him. He kind of just beat him with his finish.
Don't you think it was David and Goliath?
Mm-hmm.
The little guy winning. And here's the thing. Let's not forget they're going into Montreal. The last time in Montreal, he lost to Roman. But didn't he have an entrance that lasted like 20 minutes? I think they did the right call for business because now Gunther can go step up and, you know, kick some guys' asses on TV, and maybe he's the first one out of the box for Cody.
Definitely, definitely possible. That's what I was thinking, too, because it's in Europe, it's in France, the next pay-per-view.
Right.
Maybe that could be.
In Germany, too.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up right after that. Yeah, yeah. So maybe he'll be, Yep.
And I don't think it was by accident that they clicked over during the match or before the match and showed the fans in Germany at some hall watching the matches screaming for Gunther. They're going to go over there in Germany and blow a huge house. I happen to like what they're doing a lot. Big events. Everywhere, there's one in France, there's one in Germany. I'm sure there's going to be one in England. there is one in Wales, right?
Scotland coming up, yeah.
Scotland, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, so they've laid the groundwork, and I hate to say this, but it almost looks like they put AEW in the rearview mirror, doesn't it?
Yeah, yep, for sure.
Yeah, and the thing with Punk, I didn't get that. What's the payoff? And you got AEW fans that were huge Punk fans chanting Punk's name after they showed the tape.
Yeah, what did he think that was going to do? I mean, that's just, there's nowhere to go with that. And they chanted for Punk.
Yeah. And there's nowhere they're going with this. I think the Young Bucks try to make the best out of that situation by trying to put it on FTR, right?
Yeah, yep.
But I think once that tape was shown, and it showed basically, I don't care what people say about Punk being the aggressor. Did you see Perry? And I'm not knocking the guy, but he was in Punk's space.
Yep.
Not only in his space, in his face.
Yep.
And what was Punk going to do? And that shot about Cry Me a River, it led up to, you know, I know we're in a whole different world today. You know, it's love, peace on one side, and it's complete chaos on the other side. But what came out of it? It made Punk, what he said was the truth. There wasn't much but a push in a choke slam, right? A choke, rather.
Yeah, yep. And it's funny because people were saying, like, because Perry was saying something, and I guess the people were saying, he said, do something about it, do something about it. So he, I guess, had to do something about it. But Punk is right, because somebody had the video from Ariel Helwani, the interview that he did, and the video side by side, and it went down exactly what he said, word for word. So I was like, wow, I guess Punk was telling the truth all along then.
Yeah, and, you know, this is just being an armchair quarterback after the fact. Don't you think somebody should have done that in AEW, put the two tapes together, like you just said, and show before it aired? I mean, wouldn't you say, right, uh-oh, this isn't going to come out right? But
right, show it to Tony and say, Tony, look at this. He's right. Like, don't do this. You're going to prove everybody that he was right.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. Oof. One of the most embarrassing stunts I've seen. I mean, we've seen a lot of crazy things in wrestling, but that was bad, because a guy on WBTV that was just a part of WrestleMania, you promote him, and then the fans start chanting his names. Like, oof. Horrible.
Yeah, and he caused McIntyre to lose the belt.
Which was well done. Yep.
Yeah, he had all the momentum going into that.
Man, that was just, I just couldn't believe it, because I was like, oh man, this tape must prove something. It must make Punk look like a liar or a wimp or something.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, it was word for word exactly what he said. It didn't prove anything. Actually, what he put the picture of George W. Bush with the finger up and put mission accomplished, and he put he was vindicated. Right. I was like, yeah, he's exactly right.
Right. Crazy.
Did you see Tony Schiavone's reaction?
Of course. His body language said it all.
Yep. Man. And it's funny, they showed him right afterwards. I guess they didn't mean to, but then he probably didn't realize it, but his body language said it all. He was like, oof, like, why?
Yeah.
Not good. So you don't accomplish anything, right? I mean, you're not building up a Punk versus a Young Bucks match here, or a Jungle
exactly.
Boy match.
You're exactly right. It wasn't going anywhere except to maybe embarrass Punk, but it backfired big time. And the only thing they got out of it was a rating. Now, is this going to be a backlash this week with the ratings fall?
Could be. Yep.
Yeah.
It's all basically, we'll see next week what the rating is. I guess that's the big key.
Yeah.
just, man, it wasn't a bait and switch like I thought it was going to be. Sorry, showing the footage, but it was worse. It actually was worse by showing the real footage and him being 100% correct.
Right.
And I just can't believe that. I guess there's nobody over there that could say, like, get in Tony's ear and tell him not to do it. Like, hey, let's not go about doing this, or let's go a different way.
I think this is one of those things. And I can see Tony's side, that he took as a personal insult with that MMA hour with Punk, right?
Right. Yep.
You know, sometimes you do things, even you know they're wrong, because you want to rectify the situation. Hey, I don't want to see anybody fold a tent. I want them, the guys, to have a place to work. It seems to be a very good place to work for the guys. It opens up a lot of things. I want to see, too, if the houses have a backlash because of this.
Right. Yeah, I just didn't see a payoff. I didn't see an end game. I didn't see how this would benefit them or help them make money.
No, and it almost made Punk bigger than he is.
Yeah, yep.
He was the gunslinger that walked into town and shot the young Punk that thought he was the quickest gunslinger.
Yep. And Tony, he looks horrible, because remember he said he feared for his life in that situation?
Yeah.
He was like 15 feet off to the side. How did he fear for his life?
Well, wasn't the story originally the Punk came at him and knocked over some monitors or something?
Yeah, I didn't see that by the footage. That would have helped his case if that happened, but I didn't see it by the footage. So he either looks like a liar or a wimp.
I don't know where you go to rectify the situation either.
Oof. Just bad all the way around. A really, really bad job by AEW there. And it was funny because the rest of the show wasn't bad. Joe versus Dustin, I liked. You know what I mean? There was some good stuff on the show that just totally ruined it.
A guy named Joe against a Rhodes in the main event, after a guy named Joe lost to a Rhodes at WrestleMania.
That was the only problem I had with it. I said, wait a second here. He's just getting a title shot against another Samoan guy because his brother got a title shot against the Samoan guy. I mean, I liked the match, but the story behind it was terrible.
The match was super.
Yeah, I mean, great match. Loved it. Yep.
Joe and Dustin are in an old class by themselves. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I feel like Dustin is severely underrated for whatever reason. He's awesome. Even at 50, whatever he is, he's awesome.
I don't think he ever got the credit that he deserves, because I'm going to ask you to see if I'm right. Do you think that gold dust kind of tainted him?
Yeah, because he's so over the top. He's such a crazy character. You don't realize how good he is. You think he's just like nuts. Yep.
Yeah.
And then when he was Goldust again, remember he did the electrified angle where he kept going, ooh, 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 and everybody thought it was so funny, but then they didn't realize how good he was.
Right. And then when him and Cody had that unbelievable match.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why, with all this publicity, the Rhodes family, meaning his mother, Dusty Spirit, Cody winning the belt, why you wouldn't push Dustin a lot stronger right now?
Yeah. Yep. But it's good. Then he'll, you know, he lost the job, then we won't see him again for a while. That just seems like the par for the course for the booking that they do.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to see it, because I really enjoyed Dustin. I mean, I was wrestling him in his bedroom when he was wrestling in high school. At Thanksgiving, Dusty invited me over. After a couple of glasses of wine, we went in there. We were shooting around on his bedroom floor.
Nice.
Yeah. Great, great performer. I can't, and a great guy. I can't say enough good things about him.
Yep. And I like the roster. I mean, Joe, Danielson, Okada, Ospreay. I mean, they're loaded, yeah. But the yeah. booking is just, whew, FTR I love, but whew, the booking. Whew.
And then you've got Jericho. I mean, you've got a bunch of talent there that the Penta, I mean, his brother, you got a whole shitload of great guys. And the other thing is, now that WWE has signed, and I think, except for Roman and The Rock, he's the most talented Samoan I've ever seen, Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, did you see that? He may have signed with WWE. They're saying he may debut very soon.
I know for a fact that he signed.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
Because he isn't going to show, he can't, he called Joey Cabibo, who he works for in California, you know, for PCW Ultra.
Yep. Yep. The Sheik. Yep.
Yeah. I told him he could have, he can't even appear because he had just signed.
Wow. So he will be hopefully on TV very soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. He's awesome. The last time I saw him wrestle a few months ago, he wrestled Riddle and in like the best match on the show for MLW. So he's great.
Yeah. And let's compare this to baseball for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The Orioles have eight of the starters are from their homegrown teams, you know, their minor league system.
Yep.
Well, look what NXT's doing. Braun Breaker, Corbin may be back up there. I mean, they got this is the best talent. I think it's at least equal to when Austin in the Attitude Era as talent up and down the card.
WCW was pretty loaded too at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Same
up
thing,
especially there. Up and down the card. Yeah,
yeah. Hogan. Nash, Hall, Six, Ray, Conan, I mean,
Malenko, Benoit,
Benoit, Guerrero, I mean,
yep.
It couldn't have been any better. Raven, I mean, it went on and on and on, but they're coming. If they haven't exceeded it, they're damn close.
Now, Cody won, right? He finished the story. What right. would you say, Roman, to Cody, like if it's not maybe just a star rating, but would you say best match or would you say the tag match was best? And like, would you say that those were the two best matches or the matches you liked overall the most?
Well, it's this simple. How many people did they draw?
Oh, a ton. Was it 145 in two yeah. nights? Over 145 in two nights.
Yeah. They didn't come to see anything. I mean, they're... Every match was very, very good. It was the best booking, like I said. But they came to see Cody finish the story, and they came to see The Rock and Cody. And they set that up terrific. Now, think about this. They can have Roman against The Rock. They can have Cody and Roman for the third time, right? The trilogy.
Yep.
They can have Rock versus Cody, and then drop down just a little, you got Rollins, you got McIntyre, you got Punisher, Damian Priest,
yep.
and you got Punk. You can mix and match any of those. You got Gunther ready to move up and challenge Cody, I believe. They're set for a while. And then with the new guys coming up, Jacob, I mean, you've seen him work. He's unbelievable.
Yep.
And then Braun Breaker, I mean, they're just bringing guys up, and it seems like it's a never-ending assembly line, and they all look like stars. And the production for this WrestleMania was as good as any movie that Steven Spielberg producers or anybody that's a big deal in Hollywood, you know? It's just incredible, the production.
I feel like WB always had, like, great production, but now it's like they're trying different things with the drone cameras, the over-the-head stuff, like the virtual reality stuff. So they always had great production, but now it's like easily the best in the world.
By far. And that's the thing. And I'm not knocking AEW. They're doing a hell of a job coming out of the gates. But when you look at them side by side, it looks like a black and white show and a Technicolor show, a multi-Technicolor show. That production value, I mean, that's why they're getting that kind of money from these streaming services. Their production value is better than anything any streaming service has, I believe.
It's unbelievable. They are the top notch. And it's funny, they did that video for Cody. He didn't even know about it. They just, on their own, made him a tribute video, and they showed it on Raw. I thought it was like, wow, that was really good production that they just kind of threw together without even getting approval to do it. They just did it.
Right. And, I mean, they do something, and 2 minutes later, they insert it into the show. I mean, somebody's working their ass off. Yep. Not somebody, a bunch of them are working their ass off at the production company. And I don't think they got their kudos as much as they should have.
Yep. I totally agree. Now, interesting about Jacob Fatu, just to go back and hint to him for a second, there is a rumor online that Tama Tonga also signed, who's Haku's son, who obviously... Right. Technically speaking, they're cousins somehow. I mean, it's just crazy. They're all related, but they're basically cousins. There is a rumor that there is going to be them, like a new bloodline, and they're going to take out the old bloodline because the old bloodline failed the elders. I don't know if that's true, not true, but that would be an interesting thing, like to further the bloodline storyline.
The only thing that scares me.
Too many guys.
That and the Wolfpack and Hollywood. NWO.
Yeah. What are you going to do? A Civil War thing? Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's been done. I could see, too, that they could do it if they keep it tight, like Haku's son and Fatu, and maybe the other Uso drops out, and then you got Sokoa. And they somehow vote Roman out, which would turn Roman babyface because he wasn't a complete heel at those WrestleMania shows.
Oh, no, he was getting cheered. I was cheering him, yeah. Yep.
People were sticking their finger up. They were chanting Roman.
Yep.
Especially on the front row, there were a few people that were really anti-Cody.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, man, I was that night, too, when he came out, there was a ton of ones being thrown up and him getting cheered, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the best baby faces were the heels that turned. So they got so many factions they can go. They could turn Roman heel. Baby face. They can turn the Rock baby face and keep Roman heel. They can do so much. And they can have Paul in the mix where he turns on one of them.
Yep.
Or brings them back together. There's so many scenarios right now. I don't think I've ever heard this much excitement after WrestleMania.
For sure. And that showed in the ratings because 2.4 million. They haven't seen that number in years. And even 5 years ago, so many more people had cable. I think it was like 27% more people had cable or 30% more people had cable back then, too. So we're talking about a bigger chunk of the ratings pie.
And didn't they hit a 3 with Rock's interview?
Yeah, went up. Which is funny. People were saying it was too long. Obviously not. People were into it. They watched it the most. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't their interview like 40 minutes?
Yep.
So all these five-star matches, have they done AEW, all the five-star matches they've had, have they done a three?
No, not even close.
And think about this. Before Rock bloodied Cody, they did this angle with two slaps.
Yep. It's all about great promo work and talking them into the building.
Yep.
I love it. I mean, some people are like, oh, I want more wrestling. Obviously, the bulk of the fans want to see good promo, especially from the promo master, The Rock.
Yep, absolutely. But Rock, I thought, did an incredible job being out of the ring basically for a decade, right?
Yep.
He looked like he hadn't missed a step.
He did look good. Yeah, he actually looked better here than he did a few years ago when he got hurt versus Cena. Remember that match? He hurt his abductor. He actually looked good here, probably because it was a tag match. He could like go all out and then tag in Roman if needed.
Right. And his facials and the way he got heat. And, you got to give Cody and Seth their flowers because they sold like they were going to the electric chair.
Yep. Thing with The Rock, too, there's all those little subtle things, like that little look out of his eye. You're like, what's he doing? And then he gets to, you know, looking at the belt so he can look at Rhodes' mom. And like just little things. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys, man, The Rock, Roman Reigns, you could tell that's why they are where they are. I mean, they're levels above, if you will. Like Roman says, levels above.
Yeah, they are. High tide raises all boats, and they certainly did what they were supposed to do. They raised everybody.
Yep. So Bloodline, you think, is not done as of yet? You think there's more, because obviously The Rock will come back when he's done filming. Roman will come back eventually. So you think maybe Bloodline can keep going and keep it strong?
John, let me ask you this question. If you drew over 145,000 people in two nights, would you shit can what made you the money?
No, you're going to have to figure something out with those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Rock will have his own Bloodline, because he won and Roman lost, if he's canned, you know what I mean? Like, if, hey, you lost, Tribal Chief, I won, you know, that kind of thing. Because that's intriguing to me, too, because Rock can easily say, well, I won, you know, you lost.
Yeah, and not only is it intriguing, there's so many things they can do and so many which ways they can twist and turn like they did building up this matches, that's why you're excited. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know which way they're going. You're hypothesizing that, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. None of us know until we see it.
Yep. Which is interesting, because now we desperately want to see it. We're like, we're dying to watch SmackDown, dying to watch Raw. Yeah, it's a great moment to be a fan right now.
Right.
It is crazy, though. Like, Vince is gone, right?
Right.
And Triple H has made it even better, because Vince is supposed to be the genius. But you realize, like, man, maybe he should have been gone sooner. I mean, you know, because Triple H is doing a lot better job than he did.
Yeah, and WCW had overtaken Vince, right?
Yep.
I'm not going to say it can happen, but they got a long road to hoe for AEW to surpass what Hunter's done so far. And I think we're just seeing the scratching of the surface.
Stephanie's back too, and she came out night two. Were you surprised to see Stephanie's back?
No, I think it was, you know, the old Tammy Wynette song, Stand By Your Man. She was coming out and giving kudos to her husband. I thought that was very well done.
I was reading today. Looks like she might be back in a corporate role as well, which would be intriguing. I mean, not that she shouldn't be there. Obviously, she helped build a company for many, many years, but she might be back in the corporate role too.
The Levesque and Nick Khan are doing an incredible job. And I read a little something, a blurb about Nick Khan saying they're open to working with other companies. Think about that.
Yep.
Just Just him saying that, even if it doesn't happen, means they're thinking about it.
Yep. Pretty nuts, but yep. pretty pretty cool for everybody else if you're able to do that. And obviously, he let guys wrestle on GCW during WrestleMania week, and he was there. He was there with Brett Lauderdale of GCW, shaking his hand and taking a picture with him. So it looks like he had no problem.
And he wouldn't have been there and taken pictures if he didn't get the okay from Hunter.
Yeah. Yep. What do you think about Linda, though? Linda was backstage as well.
I feel so sorry for her. I mean, can she go to a country club without people kind of snickering?
Right. Yep.
I mean, she didn't need all this shit dropped on her at this stage of her life. And, you know, it's easy to pile on Vince, you know, but in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, I don't think, you know, I heard people say, well, this is going to blow over with Vince. I don't think so. The FBI and everybody that's been waiting for him to fail or flop or make a mistake, they're chomping on the bit now. More stuff's going to come out. And I feel sorry for the family. I feel sorry for his kids. And I also feel sorry for his grandkids. I mean, it's tough. It's tough, that kind of publicity.
Yep. Pretty damn crazy just to think about, like, everything going on with him. And then, like, looking at WWE, it's like, man, they might be better off without him. And, you know, and all this insanity that he kind of brought to the table.
Yeah, and people are going to forget how hard he worked to make WrestleMania what it is today.
Yep, for sure.
They're going to try to eradicate him from the history of the WWF and WWE.
Sad, but true as far as that. Just, I don't know, just so interesting, like, what's going on with them now. They got so many directions to go. Even Jey Uso looks like he's going to be getting a big title shot. He seems to be getting a big push, well-deserved. So, I mean, there's a lot of different directions that they could go from here.
And I'll tell you something that a lot of people didn't pick up on, I don't think. The commentating team about, I love pro wrestling. That's the first time I didn't hear sports entertainment.
Yeah, Michael Cole goes, God damn it, I love pro wrestling. And I think Nick Khan's in an interview that they're going to be kind of moving away from that term, sports entertainment, that he likes pro wrestling. He liked that term better. And sports entertainment was more of a Vince term.
I think you're right. I think that, and not only did Cole say it, Pat did too.
Yeah, yep.
So that wasn't by a mistake either.
So give me a grade for WrestleMania 40.
Yep.
What
give
grade
me a
would
grade?
You yep.
1 to 10?
Yep.
I give it a 20.
Wow. Oh, my God. Crazy. I loved it, too. I thought it was a great show, but it'll be interesting to see where you go from here. Hopefully, that's not the top of the mountain. Hopefully, they can keep on keeping on, because that was pretty damn good as far as WrestleMania.
Yeah, it gives them something to work for and to shoot for, and the guys are working their asses off, and Hunter is leading the charge, and I can just tell the difference in the body language. Nobody wants to disappoint Hunter.
They love Papa H, as he's referred to as. They love him.
Yeah.
The Paul Levesque era. I don't like how the Booker gets called the era, though. You know what I mean? It should be, like, they're saying he's either the new era, the Renaissance era, or you call it the Hogan era or the Cena era. You shouldn't call it the Booker, right? We shouldn't call the NWO era the Kevin Sullivan era, right? I mean, it's got to be the who's ever on screen.
Well, the only thing I give it to Hunter for, they came over some trials and tribulations before this show that had never been seen before.
Yep.
The Vince thing dropped a bomb. Then they, whether it was manipulated or not, the thing with Cody and Rock and Roman.
Yep.
When Cody stepped back and was going to give it. The thing I saw about that, too, all those signs were exactly the same.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Possibly so, somebody was making them and copying them. Yeah.
And someone was handing them out to people that were coming in. I mean, all those people that had the signs weren't under the same roof saying, oh, let's have a unified sign here.
Right, of course. Yep. Yeah. I love it, though. I love it. Good for Cody. Good for him finishing the story. And what a legendary title run for Roman Reigns. 1,316 days. We might never see that again. So great job by Roman.
I don't think we will.
Me neither. That was great. He's mourning right now, he said, but he'll be back.
Yeah, he will be. Bigger
so
than
let's
ever.
Wrap it. Yep. Do you think he'll be bigger as a babyface as far like down the line?
Yeah. He's almost a babyface now. It wouldn't take much to tilt him. Especially the way Rock is working as a heel.
Yeah. Man, it's just to quickly mention this like before we wrap up. The Rock as the heel, he is like out of second life, man. He's just on fire. Instead of him coming back, you know, he usually does like not corny, but the funny catchphrases. There's none of that now. I mean, he's just straight like fire. This is awesome for his career, I think.
I do too, and I think his movies will indicate that too.
Very, very cool for The Rock. I just love it. I think that this heel character might be his best. I mean, Corporation Rock was great. Heel Hollywood Rock was great, but this might be his best run as a heel. Just he's nailing everything. All his promos that he puts online, the one at his gym, F your story, all that stuff. Great stuff.
I think it's the best work I've ever seen from a heel.
Mama Rhodes, the blood. Yep. He handed Cody something. We don't know what it is. Did he blow up his bus? Because his bus did get blown up during the week. I don't know if we're missing that part, but yeah, he might have blown up his bus. We'll find out, obviously. But great stuff from The Rock.
It was fabulous.
So let's wrap this up. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @2ManParaTrip. Kevin, what else you got going on in this crazy world?
I'm going to be outside Minneapolis at the convention this weekend. The following weekend, rather. I just came back from doing a signing with Rob Feinstein. So I'm pretty well booked up on weekends.
And the book, Old School.
Yep.
By L.A. Taylor. Get the book. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. We'll see you right back here next time. Have a good one, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the 2-Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at 2-Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. 2-Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother.
College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We loved the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Grab.
as performed by the School District of Philadelphia All-City Orchestra. The entrance of the Tribal Chief. For 1,316 days, Roman Reigns has called himself champion. There are only three men in the history of WWE that have held a championship longer. Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, and Hulk Hogan.
This truly is greatness on a different level. God mode engaged. You are looking at a man who was born for this, who is the thoroughbred of the Anoa'i family, Roman Reigns, one of the all-time greats, addicted to greatness.
For the ninth time in his career, Roman Reigns main events WrestleMania, breaking the record tonight that was held by the immortal Hulk Hogan.
I'm just taking it all in, Cole. Somehow when Roman comes around, greatness just smacks you in the mouth. All of Philadelphia is feeling it.
It is the 31st time, 3-1, that Roman Reigns will defend the championship during this reign.
Jimmy and Jay on the collision course.
Jay Uso taking Jimmy out of the equation.
Super kick and down goes Jimmy Uso.
And Jay!
Oh no! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Can Cody put Reigns away? Middle of the ring, crossroads!
Hangs on.
Come on, Cody. Crossroads again. Cody going for the trifecta. Come on, Cody, do it. Oh, damn it.
Solo Sikoa.
Samoan Spike. And this is why.
It was Solo last year who reared his head and cost Cody the story. And now Solo is going to pull the Tribal Chief over a fallen victim.
Yeah, he's going to hand the championship to Roman Reigns. Going to hand it right to him. Covered out by the official. Cody got a sober up.
Thank you.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed. This whole damn match.
And The Rock. The final boss. Infuriated at John Cena for sticking his nose in Bloodline business.
Talk about WrestleMania moments.
Experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved.